Bible reading number 126, 1 Samuel 16, verses 1 through 13. Samuel secretly anointed David to be the new king. Then Yahweh said to Samuel, "How long will you continue to feel sorry for Saul? I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your small container with olive oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse, who lives in Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be a king for me."
But Samuel said, "How can I go? When Saul hears about it, he will try to kill me."
Then Yahweh said, "Take a young calf with you. Say this, 'I have come to offer a sacrifice to Yahweh.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice. Then I will show you what to do. You must anoint for me the one I tell you to anoint."
Samuel did what Yahweh told him to do. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town were afraid. They met him and asked, "Are you coming in peace?"
Samuel answered, "Yes, I come in peace. I have come to make a sacrifice to Yahweh. Make yourselves holy for God and come with me to the sacrifice."
Then Samuel purified Jesse and his sons, and he invited them to come to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab. Samuel thought,
"Surely Yahweh has chosen this man standing here before me to be his anointed king."
But Yahweh said to Samuel,
"Do not look at his outward appearance. Do not look at how tall he is. I have not chosen him. I do not see the same way that a human being sees. People look at the outside of a person, but I look at the heart."
Then Jesse called for Abinadab and made him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said,
"Yahweh has not chosen this man."
Then Jesse caused Shammah to pass by Samuel. But Samuel said,
"No, Yahweh has not chosen this one either."
Jesse had seven of his sons pass by in front of Samuel. But Samuel said to him,
"Yahweh has not chosen any of these."
Then Samuel asked Jesse,
"Are these all the boys you have?"
Jesse answered, "I still have the youngest son, but look, he is out there taking care of the flock." Samuel said to Jesse,
"Send for him. Bring him here. We will not sit down to eat the sacrifice until he arrives."
So Jesse sent someone to get David. He was a fine-looking young man, all tan and handsome. Yahweh said to Samuel,
"Go, anoint him with olive oil. He is the one."
So Samuel took the small container of olive oil. Then he poured the olive oil on David to anoint him among his brothers. From that day onward, Yahweh's spirit came over David. Then Samuel got up and went to Ramah.